If you doubt there are drugs in most American schools, just visit your local police station.
Rough cluster of some marijuana here. Prescription drugs, pills are a favorite. They take them out of the parents' medicine cabinets.
That's one stash from one high school seized in one day. According to a new study, kids getting high inside middle and high school is no longer just a problem. It's an epidemic.
I think it tells us first that our middle and high schools are really infested with drugs.
Infested?
We have some schools here that are now marijuana marts and pill palaces for these kids.
This study by the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse found that since 2002, the number of kids attending schools where drugs are used has jumped 39% in high school, up 63% in middle school.
A show of hands if you've ever known anyone to be high in school. Everybody.
But then again, it's so hard to avoid it because it's so common now.
These six teenagers are all student leaders at Whitewater High School in Fayette County, Georgia, just south of Atlanta.
There is no benefit to you or to your peers to be involved with drugs and alcohol. Zero.
Whitewater is one of the premier public high schools in the country. Yet even here, drug and alcohol abuse is an issue.
What would the principal of a high school in 1978 face versus what you face in 2007?
I think in 1978 they faced primarily alcohol and marijuana.
And today?
Today we're facing marijuana, we're facing cocaine at high levels, crack, alcohol.
According to the study, 17% of high school students say they could buy marijuana somewhere on campus in an hour. 37% say they could do it in a day. It's a problem, say the experts, regardless of a kid's color, creed, or zip code.
As for solutions,
if parents took part in their children's lives more and talked to them more.
If not the solution, the experts agree it's a start. Byron Pitts, CBS News, Fayette County, Georgia.